Welcome to Lesson 26 in this mini Morse code series. I'm Stan, K7SBF. Now, if you're ready for this lesson, then congratulations, you've achieved your goal. I have a few suggestions, but first, how about a quick challenge? Are you ready? Here we go. Well, did you get that? Excellent. So, by now, we have just gone over the letters A to Z, ES meaning and, numbers 0, 5, 9, 3, 8, 4, 2, 7, 1, 6, and comma, forward slash, question mark, and period. If you're not completely confident about certain letters, numbers, or punctuation, then at this point, simply go back and review those specific lessons. We're learning a new language, which is not easy, so please be patient with your pace of learning. We each comprehend new things at a different rate. Don't give up now. You are almost there. That old saying reminds us, if you don't use it, you lose it. So, if you get a bit rusty now and then, these lessons will be ready to help buff up your Morse code to a brand new shine at any time. Why are we learning International Morse Code anyway? Well, for most of us, it's to be able to communicate with other operators on shortwave radios. Now that we have these 40 characters under our belt, the whole CW world has just been opened up to explore, but we still need some more information and guidance. The members of the Long Island CW Club are ready, able, and willing to help get you on the air as quickly as possible. So take advantage of as many live Zoom classes as you can. You'll want to get your licenses, of course. Get a basic ham shack set up with a transceiver, antenna, power supply, Morse key, proper grounding, and other goodies. Practice recognizing and sending your own call sign. Learn the simple pattern of communicating called protocol. You'll want to be familiar with some of the most common abbreviations and shortcuts used by ham operators. And of course, you need to be listening frequently to other ham conversations called QSOs to gain familiarity as to how it's done. As soon as possible, venture out into the airwaves and make that first contact with another ham station. You'll probably be nervous at first, but it will be an amazing experience. Well, this is Stan, K7SBF. Thanks for joining me for this adventure of learning Morse code. Keep having fun. I hope to hear you on the air soon.